You ready for some people to say, I told you so, Keith?
I'm ready.
I hear that every day. Every day of my life.
Yeah, it's mostly before I even leave the house.
That's right.
I get that multiple times.
I hear it.
I told you to do the dishes. I told you to do this. Yep. I told you to do that. Yeah. No, that sounds about right. Drake May already maybe hurt. Already certainly dealing with something.
What is going on there?
I don't know. We'll get to it here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Lots of talk about Patriots and Jaguars. I thought Andy Hart had a good question yesterday. I was listening driving home. Do you actually want the Patriots to win this game against the Jaguars this weekend, or do you want a higher draft pick? We can get into it, but yeah, Drake May either did or didn't have an MRI yesterday. On his knee.
So he
not
was on
shoulder.
The injury report. No, knee.
Yeah.
Knee. So he's on the injury report. He was a full participant.
Yep.
Some of the national reporters are saying there's nothing to see here.
Uh-huh.
I would say, yes, there is. He's the number three pick in the draft, just made his first start, and now he is on the injury report. And unless, Jones, it was MRI day down in Foxborough, I don't think you just hand out MRIs to every single guy on the team. You know, like, hey, get in line. Everyone's going to get an MRI today. We're going to see how it goes. Nope, he got one. So even if he's, you know, able to play, it's still something. It's still something worth monitoring. He's the starting quarterback on the team.
This is how I feel about it. It's like, all right, I'm not put him in bubble wrap. You can't play him. But now he's got a knee. How do you get a knee injury? When the hell did that happen? Did it happen in practice?
Practice, maybe.
So that's kind of what I wonder. If it was a shoulder injury, I'd go, oh, we all know what hit it was.
Yeah, you got
crunched. We all saw it when he got creamed. And so that's not what it is. You're right. He was a full participant yesterday. He was on the injury report with a knee injury. You go, okay, that's odd.
I don't like it.
But then
Brady was on an injury report with the right shoulder for about 15 years.
But at a certain point, you go, I don't need to worry about it anymore because he's on it every week.
Yeah, no, this is the first. Maybe this will be his new thing. Maybe Drake May will always be on the injury report with a knee injury.
Every week, just a chronic knee thing.
Full partis.
Ben Volen.
Yeah. He got a DM.
I don't know.
And he rushed to report it.
I'm not sure the sourcing on this.
Okay.
I do know that he stands alone in reporting it.
Okay.
I do know that. But he said,
I'll tell you, my antenna is up.
I'm told Drake May went for an MRI after practice today. Something to watch this week. Now, look, he stands alone on the report. It has not been denied by the team. In fact, Phil Perry was on NBC Sports Boston last night.
Okay.
BST, here's what he had to say about what he's hearing on Drake May and his knee.
They're not concerned that he is still expected to be playing this coming weekend out in London. And again, we'll see what practice looks like tomorrow. I know Gerard Mayo's talked about transparency at the podium today, but it feels like they're closing ranks on this one to a degree. And so we'll just have to see what it looks like tomorrow with him.
Okay, they're optimistic, but they're closing ranks?
Closing ranks!
And the team has not shouted down like any false reporting or anything. So, look, with Volen, I it's fair to say you never know. You never know. But here's what we do know. He's on the injury report. There is something going on. Maybe it was suffered in practice. Maybe it was suffered in the game. I'm with you, Keith. It's worth monitoring. It's not nothing.
Could it be nothing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that.
It's got, so even if he plays, you're like, all right, is he going to be as mobile as he was before? Is he going to be thinking about it? Is it whatever? Because if everything's 100%, you're not just giving the guy an MRI, right? So even if, you know, he's already not 100% is how I guess I would look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't regret playing him. I'm not saying,
I'm playing him the rest of the season.
Again, he might have suffered it in practice. It might have been independent of the game.
For sure.
And he was practicing either way, whether he was playing in the game or not. So we don't even know when it was suffered. It's not a regret for playing him, but I am like, okay, how's it going to impact him? How does it impact the team? Because it is a very, very, very winnable game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Despite the big spread. Despite the sneaky big spread, 5.5.
Is it still 5.5? It hasn't moved.
Five and a half.
Still.
That's a decent number.
Still 5.5.
I know Jacksonville is a home team over there. They have second homes in London. They love it over there. But yeah, no, I think it's a very winnable game. And this is just sort of the latest in, you know, what is going on with the Patriots this season. And so hopefully all these other reports are true, that it's kind of precautionary and nothing to see here and all of that. But I don't know, one start into it and we're already kind of, you know, monitoring the guy's knee. Nah, not the best.
No, I would say that's certainly not ideal. It doesn't seem like anybody's overly concerned, but it doesn't mean it's not anything. It doesn't mean there's nothing going on, and we'll see if it impacts him in any way on Sunday. So are you concerned? Is it time for a victory lap of I told you so? You can't play the kid. You're going to break him. Don't put him out there behind that offensive line. We'll listen to that at 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937.
Also, the whole team is on the injury report.
That's true. There were, how many names was it yesterday? It was a lot.
I mean, oh my God, I can't even count them all. 20 maybe? It's an insane. Three guys didn't practice.
And he was one of like four or five full participants,
yep,
right?
Five full participants, including friend of the show, Kendrick Bourne.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was like, what, 10 limiteds? Like, there's a lot of guys on the injury report.
Okay, and it makes sense. You know, you're talking about a team that got physically beaten up last week by Houston, so it makes sense. You said it early in the week, Keith. You're like, if there was a team that you thought would be coached by a middle linebacker, it is the Houston Texans, because DeMeco Ryans had people smacking people around. Exactly.